Welcome to the Sensory Project Show with Rachel and Jessica. We're here to share all things sensory, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and overall health and wellness from a therapist's perspective, providing raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for parents and families to implement into daily life. Thank you so much for joining us. A special thank you to Advanced Brain Technologies for joining us on this podcast adventure. We are so excited to announce that we've teamed up with Advanced Brain Technologies to bring you a special offer on all their programs. You've heard us talk about the listening program before, and we absolutely love the benefits we've seen. From the listening program to Brain Builder to Sleep Genius, ABT scientifically designed programs will make a difference in your lives. Jessica and I are both certified providers, so we can help you and your family find a program specialized just for you. To learn more or to get started, head to our website, thesensoryproject.com, or call ABT at 888-228-1798 and tell them you heard about this amazing offer through the Sensory Project podcast. We couldn't be more excited to share this wonderful company with all of you. All right, here we are.
Welcome back.
Happy Wednesday.
It's a good day.
It's a great day.
It's a great day. It's an amazing day.
It is. We hope that you guys are enjoying this beautiful weather as much as we are.
Hopefully you have beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I'm
sure. You know, make it beautiful.
There you go.
It's all about how you perceive it.
Oh, that's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On that note.
Yes. You guys, don't forget, our Kickstarter is still going. So check it out. Share it.
Support, support.
Yes, we've got to get these happy sleep sheets in the world. And if you already have supported us, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, you guys. I can't even believe it. It's so fun.
Why is it the bottom of your heart and not the top of your heart?
Because it's like the full heart. Like from the bottom to the top, it's like, oh, the whole heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just all of it.
Okay, cool.
All the feels.
All of it. So we got a question from a therapist. And this is a really cool thing, you guys. This therapist that reached out to us is in Turkey.
Turkey!
And we're in Idaho in the United States, okay? Like, how amazing is social media and podcasting that it just reaches the whole world?
I can't even begin. Just like, thank you.
So amazing.
From the bottom of my heart.
From my whole heart. Okay, so got this question from this therapist, which if you're a therapist listening, this would be a great one. But also if you're a parent, like, this is still a great one for you to hear.
Yep.
And listen, they're all good for everyone, okay? Yeah. The question was about what kinds of things can you do for a group OT session?
Yes. Now, before we go any further, we just want to clarify, in our setting, we don't treat groups. We treat one-on-one, and sometimes when it happens to work out that we have similar age, similar ability kiddos, we can incorporate activities together so we can facilitate even more success with the skills that we have been working on. So that's kind of the angle that we're coming from today, because there's all the confidentiality out there. So just so you know, we're all covered. Make sure that you guys are covered in that area before you start doing these activities with your clients, or if you're a parent, don't worry about it. You're good.
You're good. Okay, so we decided that we would share our top five activities that you can do as a group with kids.
Yes.
During OT sessions.
Mm-hmm. Or?
Or at home.
At home.
Okay, so number one on the list.
Drum roll.
Obstacle courses.
Yes.
Because we love, love, love obstacle courses.
And the reason why obstacle courses are so great to do as a group is because
it works on all the social skills while you're also working on the other skills that obstacle courses work on. Gross motor, you can incorporate the fine motor tasks for obstacle courses, and then you get the social component.
Yeah, so a lot of perspective taking, a lot of reciprocal communication. You have to discuss what your plan is with your peer. How does that fit with their plan?
Yeah, so going along with that, creating obstacle courses together, right? So maybe you have three kids and you give them some criteria on how to make an obstacle course, and then they have to work together to put that into place.
Yes.
Put that into action. Yes. The other thing you can do is if you have an obstacle course already set up, your kids can go through the obstacle course together as a team, or, you know,
you can parallel in different, yeah, parallel
right play word. Kind of where they're going through it at different times and different places. So there's just a lot of things you can do with obstacle courses as a group. Mm-hmm. And it makes it so fun. Kids are so motivated by each other. So doing an obstacle course with a peer is way more fun than doing an obstacle course with your therapist or Absolutely. Your mom or dad.
Yes. Like,
so motivating.
Yes. So obstacle courses are great, and it just promotes so much creativity and praxis.
Yes, creativity. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Number two.
Relay races.
Oh, this is such a fun one.
So one of the relay races that we have done before
Oh, it's so fun.
I think we actually saw it on Facebook.
I think I saw it on Pinterest.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we saw it out there in the
Somewhere.
World. And we're like, we can definitely do this with our clients.
So fun.
So you set up like a tic-tac-toe grid, like a big tic-tac-toe grid.
On the ground.
And then you have the kiddos run back and forth, grabbing a beanbag or a marker and putting it in their tic-tac-toe grid.
And then run back.
And tag the teammate so they go. But what's beautiful is that, you know, running is great, but we don't typically do that. So we typically have them crawl, hop, work on all of these different gross motor skills that are required to meet their goals.
And then you're also going to be working on a little bit of teamwork. You're going to be working on that social aspect of cheering your teammates
yes.
on, which is so huge, but also being a good sport.
Yes.
Against your other team.
Mm-hmm. So being good winners and good losers and...
Be good losers.
Yeah, well, I need to work on that. So.
Truth. Also working on a lot of body and spatial relations, because as your kiddos are moving through space next to each other, around each other, they have to make sure they're not running into each other, they're mm-hmm. not running into obstacles in their environment. And then obviously the cognitive component of yes. tic-tac-toe, the visual perception component,
mm-hmm.
planning.
Yep. The logic and reasoning, the understanding that your peer or your partner might not do what you had in mind.
Ooh.
So communicating that to them appropriately and being kind.
Being kind.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did you guys listen to last week's episode?
Oh,
be kind.
Go listen to it right now if you didn't. Your heart will be so warmed.
Yes. Okay, so that's just like one of our favorite relay race activities that you can do. But I mean, relay races, you can do anything. You can do like the water cup pouring
oh,
relay.
Yes.
That one's super fun. You can do, I mean, just any relay race.
Yeah.
Make it fun. Relay races are so
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, relay races are great. Check out Pinterest for some more ideas.
Oh, yeah. Pinterest is gold.
Mm-hmm. It is. Number three.
Teamwork activities.
Yes.
You know, like we just said, relay races has a little bit of the teamwork aspect, but specific teamwork activities where you're really required to rely on each other mm-hmm. to complete the task.
And communicate.
Communication. So then obviously we were still talking about all the social components.
Yep. So one of our favorites is giving two kiddos an object to transfer from one spot to another spot. So for example, maybe they're holding a koosh ball and they're holding it between their elbows together to drop it in a bucket on the other side of the gym.
While they go through obstacles together, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So they have to figure out how much force to use, how to communicate their plan to their peer. There is so much that goes into just that simple exercise. And if you try it,
it's so hard.
Which you should, you'll realize just how challenging it actually is.
Okay, another good teamwork activity. You need at least three people for this one.
Yes.
You are going to have two people holding a Lycra sheet or maybe like some sort of rope. We mm-hmm. really like to use the Lycra sheets just because it's so stretchy. And then your third person is going to be on a scooter board, laying on their stomach. And they're going to be holding that Lycra sheet, and they're going to use that Lycra sheet to push and pull themselves forward and backwards. Mm-hmm. And this activity is so fun. I love doing this.
This was one of our first Therapy Thursday videos that we ever did mm-hmm. was
yep.
us doing this.
And go check it out.
It is so much
fun. It's one of the, I just, it's so, like, you it's, get so much vestibular input. Yes. It's so fun.
It's like when we were running back and forth in the Lycra tube.
Yes, it's just, a lot like that.
You cannot stop giggling.
No, it's so fun. So then you can incorporate some vision charts with this, where your kiddos are reading between some vision charts while they're on the scooter board pushing and pulling. This is great for hand and upper body strength. It's really hard to be the person holding that Lycra sheet.
It is.
And supporting that person on the scooter board. So much strength and endurance. But again, it's so motivating.
Yes.
And I don't know if we've talked about this before, you guys, but therapy has to be motivating.
Absolutely.
Has to be fun.
Yep. Yeah, it has to be engaging.
In some way. Mm-hmm. Even during the hard things.
Yeah.
There has to be some motivation. Absolutely. So that's why we love these.
So, yes. Oh, I love it.
Okay, one more quick teamwork activity.
Yeah, so this one is another one that we found on Pinterest that we're like, yeah, let's totally turn this into a group activity.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a rubber band and you attach four strings onto the rubber band.
Equally around.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and so you can have two kiddos do it, you can have four kiddos do it, but they each will hold on to the strings and then pull the strings to open the rubber band. And then pick up cups, stack cups, transfer cups over obstacles.
Red Solo cups
mm-hmm.
is the cups we're talking about.
That's what we use, yeah. Because they're pretty light and they're pretty easy
yeah.
to use. But
yeah, that one's super, super fun.
Yeah, and it's hard and the kids have to talk and they have to not get frustrated when their peer isn't doing what they want them to be doing.
Doing what's expected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. It's hard.
It is.
But super fun, too. Number four.
Simple games.
Just your everyday games.
Games. So a couple of our favorites. Twister.
Hyper Dash.
Bop It. And you probably wouldn't think of Bop It as a two-person games, but they have the Pass It. When it says pass it and you're supposed to pass it to your peer.
So good.
Well, there you go. Two-person game, four-person game. It's like kind of like hot potato.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can have mm-hmm. a whole group of people playing that one.
Yeah.
Even board games, you guys. We can use board games for OT and incorporate strength and endurance in different positions. We can incorporate, you know, you're still incorporating that huge social component when you're playing board games.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many good ones out there.
Yeah, oh we'll link to some more of our favorites that we can't think about off the top of our heads here.
Yes. Minute to Win It. I thought about that one.
Yeah.
Minute to Win It is a super fun one to do with a group. Cheering each other on. Yeah, we'll link out some of our faves of those board games that we like to use mm-hmm. in OT.
Okay. Great. Number five.
All right. This is the last one. Why? Trampoline games. Get a big trampoline.
Yeah. No big deal. Just go drop a couple $100.
Your OT said so.
Yeah. Okay. But maybe your neighbors have a big trampoline that you can share.
Okay.
So there are a ton of games that you can play on the trampoline. A ton. You guys. So many. Here are a couple of our favorites.
So there's this game called Poison Ball, and I don't know who came up with it.
I don't know either.
But we like to use the big therapy balls, mm-hmm. but you don't have to. You can use smaller ones if you want. You just have to be careful not to, like, jump on the ball.
Yes. Because
that might be dangerous.
That is dangerous.
Disclaimer. So use a couple of big therapy balls, have a group of kids on the trampoline, and they're jumping around, and they have to avoid the balls and not get touched by the balls.
Yeah.
Because they're poison balls.
Yes. And then it gives them an opportunity to kind of make up the rules and teach the other peers their rules to the game, and then the next person gets to add a rule, and you can make it much more engaging when the kids have the opportunity to create some of the rules
and be in control. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Another one we call bucking bronco. So this is best used with a peanut ball, a larger peanut ball if you're working with larger kiddos. And I would recommend this for older kiddos, not for the younger ones.
Yeah.
But you sit on the peanut ball like it's a horse, and you maybe have one arm up in the air, and the team is bouncing on the trampoline, bouncing the person who's sitting on the therapy ball up in the air, trying to get them to fall off.
Yeah, to buck them off.
Mm-hmm.
This one is really good to teach safety awareness.
Yes.
And force modulation on how hard you should or shouldn't jump.
Mm-hmm.
And that spatial component of jumping too close to the person on the ball.
Yes. And then recognizing which kiddos can tolerate more jumping or less jumping.
Absolutely.
Based on their ability.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm sure if you do have a trampoline, if you're a parent or a therapist and you got kids on the trampoline, kids love to jump. So they might like to do flips, which we don't typically encourage that just because, you know, safety is key in the therapy world. But we like to do what are called knee drops and seat drops. Really good for that core strength and endurance. And then we like to create challenges around those. Mm-hmm. So like you can do, see how many they can get in a row or alternate
can,
them.
You can do memory challenges. So you assign a number to a certain motor movement. So a one is a knee drop, two is a seat drop, three is a 360,
etc.
And then you call out the numbers. So 3, 2, 1, and then they have to remember what exercise coordinates with what number and do those in order. So then you can have their peers holler out the numbers, make sure that the peers remember them, make sure the kid doing the exercises remembers them.
Set it up as a challenge to see who can remember the most, anything like that. It's super fun.
Or even the I'm going to grandma's house and I'm going to bring an apple. You know that one?
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
So you say, I'm going to grandma's house, I'm bringing an apple, and the next person says, well, I'm bringing an apple and a banana.
Oh, while they're jumping.
Yep. Okay. Or you can have them do it with a motor movement on the on the trampoline.
Yeah.
So they're like, I'm going to grandma's house and I'm bringing a seat drop. And they do their seat drop. Ooh. And the next person, a seat drop and a knee drop.
Ooh.
And then a 360. And then so forth.
And they just get to create their own things.
26 motor movements. Can you come up with 26 different motor movements?
Can you remember them? Nope.
It's hard.
And then for our little kids who we love to get out there on the trampoline, because again, jumping on the trampoline, so fun, so good. But playing just those simple, like, playground games, mm-hmm. right? Like Ring Around the Rosie.
Duck, Duck, Goose.
Duck, Duck, Goose.
Anything, leapfrog.
Anything you can think of, you can do on the trampoline as a group.
The parachute game, where you have
the parachutes. Oh,
and you run under the parachutes. Do that on the trampoline.
Yes, totally. Oh, my gosh.
I want to go jump on the trampoline.
I love trampolines, you guys. Okay.
So, just kind of a little overview of some fun ways to get your kiddos working together.
And playing together, because have we talked about motivation?
No.
Oh. It's so motivating to do things with other kids. Especially, you know, the kids that we work with, they struggle to connect with their peers. And they struggle with that social component out in the real world. So if they're in OT and you can help them be successful with a peer, they're going to have so much fun and they're going to build so much confidence and then they're going to learn those social skills that they can then hopefully carry over into school and the playground.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that.
Oh, it just makes me so happy.
I know. We're so lucky to be in this field.
Yes.
So lucky.
Yes.
We work with some amazing kiddos. And
yes.
I mean, I feel like we're working with all of you guys listening. I hope you feel the same way, that we're building a relationship with you and helping you, and just, you know, reach out to us and connect with us. We We love that.
Love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. So if you are a therapist or a parent and you do an activity with, you know, a couple of kids, tag us.
Yeah.
Show us what you're doing. We love that.
Yes. Sharing is caring.
It's true.
It is.
That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Yep. So if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, anything, just don't hesitate to reach out, send us a message. We're on Instagram at The Sensory Project Show. Email. Everything is going to be linked in our show notes. So
all the games.
Yep. We're there for you.
Yep. Go leave us a review.
Please. And don't forget to back our Kickstarter. Have an awesome week, you guys.
All right. Bye.
We're so excited to work together and to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. This is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, sensory integration, and overall health and wellness. We do not know you or your child, therefore, we do not know any specific needs, therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist.